Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Life and Lifestyle, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Titus chapter 3, verse 8. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. I have just read from the King James Version. The life we have received as believers, eternal life, is transformative by nature. It is not stagnant, but dynamic, actively shaping us to reflect the character of God. The Apostle Paul's words in Titus 3:8 remind us to affirm this truth constantly. Those who believe in God must be careful to maintain good works. Why? Because these works are an evidence of the life within us and are profitable to everyone. A powerful example of this truth can be seen in John 15:5, where Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, because apart from me, you can accomplish nothing." When we remain connected to Christ, his life flows through us, producing the fruit of good works and godly living. This divine connection should result in 1. A change in character. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, Galatians 5:20-23, becomes evident in our daily lives. 2. Good works that glorify God. Our actions, motivated by love and empowered by the Spirit, become a testimony of God's grace to those around us, Matthew 5:16. 3. A desire for righteousness. The new life in Christ creates a hunger for godly living, prompting us to turn away from sin and pursue holiness. Reflection. Is the life of Christ within you producing the lifestyle of Christ around you? Are there areas of your life where the fruit of good works is not yet evident? Go into today, understanding that the life you've received in Christ was designed to bear fruit. It is through these good works that God's glory is revealed and his kingdom advanced. Prayer. Father, thank you for giving me the God kind of life through Christ. Help me to remain connected to you so that my life produces good works and reflects your glory. Empower me by your Spirit to walk in righteousness and to impact those around me. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Ecclesiastes 3-4. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Ecclesiastes 3:4.
There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain. A time to search, and a time to give up. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to mend. A time to be silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet, no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear him. Whatever is has already been, and what will be has been before, and God will call the past to account. And I saw something else under the sun. In the place of judgment, wickedness was there. In the place of justice, wickedness was there. I said to myself, God will bring into judgment both the righteous and the wicked, for there will be a time for every activity, a time to judge every deed. I also said to myself, as for human beings, God tests them so that they may see that they are like the animals. Surely the fate of human beings is like that of the animals. The same fate awaits them both. As one dies, so dies the other. All have the same breath. Humans have no advantage over animals. Everything is meaningless. All go to the same place. All come from dust, and to dust all return. Who knows if the human spirit rises upward and if the spirit of the animal goes down into the earth? So I saw that there is nothing better for people than to enjoy their work, because that is their lot. For who can bring them to see what will happen after them?
Again, I looked and saw all the oppression that was taking place under the sun. I saw the tears of the oppressed, and they have no comforter. Power was on the side of their oppressors, and they have no comforter. And I declared that the dead who had already died are happier than the living who are still alive. But better than both is the one who has not yet been, who has not seen the evil that is done under the sun. And I saw that all toil and all achievement spring from one person's envy of another. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Fools fold their hands and ruin themselves. Better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind. Again, I saw something meaningless under the sun. There was a man all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil, yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. For whom am I toiling, he asked, and why am I depriving myself of enjoyment? This too is meaningless, a miserable business. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If they fall down, they can help each other up. But pity those who fall and have no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Better a poor but wise youth than an old but foolish king who no longer knows how to heed a warning. The youth may have come from prison to the kingship, or he may have been born in poverty within his kingdom. I saw that all who lived and walked under the sun followed the youth, the king's successor. There was no end to all the people who were before them, but those who came later were not pleased with the successor. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.